Unless I see the nail marks on his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Sometimes I think we're too hard on Thomas. We single him out as being the one who did not believe. We call skeptical people doubting Thomases. But the truth is that all the apostles were slow to believe, and they too needed to see the risen Lord to believe. After all, this is why they are locked in this upper room. They are afraid. If they had believed that Jesus truly was risen from the dead, I have to think they would have been a little more courageous. But they too, like Thomas, doubted. They needed to see the risen Lord to believe that his resurrection was real. And eventually, they all did see the risen Lord. And this totally changed their lives. It wasn't only the apostles, though, who were given the great privilege of seeing the resurrected Lord. Many others were as well. Mary, of course, saw her son. Mary Magdalene met the risen Lord right away on Easter Sunday. Jesus appeared to lots of people. He appeared to some of his disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. He appeared to those in the Road to Emmaus story. St. Paul tells us that one time he appeared to 500 people at once. All of these people were privileged to see the resurrected Lord. And that experience of seeing the resurrected Lord totally changed their lives. You might think, I wish I could see the resurrected Lord. If I were where they were and able to actually see Jesus in his glorious resurrected body, my life would totally change. Then I would truly believe. Then I would allow the Lord to truly take control of my life. If I could only see the resurrected Lord, then everything would change. Well, the truth is that we do see the resurrected Lord. We see him through the gift of faith. And it seems from the reading today, from the gospel today, that our Lord greatly delights in this faith. We oftentimes think that those who saw him 2,000 years ago after his resurrection were the blessed ones. But what does Jesus say today? He tells Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen me, but still believe." That would be you and me. It wasn't those who actually saw him 2,000 years ago. It is you and I who have the gift of faith who are truly the blessed ones. Faith allows us to see the risen Lord. Faith can be likened to our physical sense of sight. Our sight allows us to see things around us in the world and to know that they are real. So we look outside and we see trees and this time of year, turkeys running around. We see one another and we know that all of these things we see are real because we can actually see them. But there's a lot more to reality than simply what meets the eye. After all, think about how in the Creed we profess that God created all things visible and invisible as well. There are a lot of supernatural realities that are invisible, such as angels, heaven, our immortal souls, the grace that God gives us, the gift of charity within our souls, and God himself. We need a gift from God to be able to see all of these things. And the gift that he gives us, which elevates our minds, is the gift of faith. Because of faith, we can truly see God. Because of our faith, we can also see the risen Lord Jesus every single week. In fact, we can actually see him every single day. Where? In the Most Holy Eucharist. Through the gift of faith, when we look upon the Eucharist, we don't just see bread or wine, but we actually see the real presence of Jesus Christ. This is how remarkable the gift of faith is. It allows us today, 2,000 years after the resurrection, to still see the risen Lord. When I was in the seminary, I went to the Holy Land and had an experience that I think many Catholics have when they go to the Holy Land. I went to the Holy Land wanting to see Christ in a new way. I wanted to experience him, encounter him, by praying in these holy sites, these places where he taught and healed and performed miracles, these places where he suffered and even died. I wanted to experience Christ in a new way by visiting those sacred places. And indeed, it was a great blessing that I did deepen my relationship with the Lord by being in those holy places, but there was something within me that was still unfulfilled. I wanted to see Christ in a deeper, truer sort of way. And then it occurred to me that when I was in the Holy Land, the deepest way that I would see the Lord would not be just by visiting the holy sites, but rather by being at daily Mass. Every single day, in the Eucharist, I was able to see the Lord in an infinitely more profound way than I could ever see him by visiting the holy sites in the Holy Land. It was, of course, a great privilege to be in the Holy Land, but it is an even greater privilege for every one of us today at this Holy Mass to be able to see the risen Lord through the gift of faith in the Most Holy Eucharist. When we say that we can see the Lord in the gift of the Eucharist, and when we say that Jesus is really, truly, substantially present in the Eucharist, of course, we're not just talking about the physical properties of bread and wine. We're not just talking about the external properties or the external appearance. What we're talking about is the interior reality that we sometimes call the substance or the essence or nature of bread and wine. That is what truly changes by a miracle every single Mass. We know that the external properties and appearances remain the same, but the Lord changes the very substance of these things. And through the gift of faith, we believe in that change. Through the gift of faith, when we look upon the Eucharist, we actually see the risen Lord. We all acknowledge this at every single Mass. Take one example. Think about how after the consecration, and then after the Our Father, the priest holds up the Eucharist and says, "Behold the Lamb of God." And then everybody in church looks upon that host and says, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be changed." We're speaking to Jesus in the Eucharist. If that were simply a piece of bread, we would all be insane for talking to a piece of bread. But we aren't speaking to a priest piece of bread, because through the great mystery of the Mass, what was bread is now the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. It has changed. And so we're not crazy when we say, "Lord, I am not worthy that you would enter under my roof." No, we look at Jesus Christ in the Eucharist through the gift of faith, and we speak to him, because he really is present in the Eucharist. When we get this reality, when we get this truth, it totally changes our lives. Of course, the apostles and those in the early church were changed by their experience of the risen Lord. Our lives should be changed by our belief, our faith in Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist. For example, if you are afraid of something in life, life is hard and you have all sorts of fears, take courage, knowing that in the Eucharist, Jesus gives you his strength. If you are hurt by what somebody has perhaps done to you, if you feel wounded in some way or perhaps even unlovable, be comforted, knowing that in the Eucharist, Jesus gives you his infinite and personal love. If you feel alone, be consoled, knowing that in the Eucharist, the risen Lord Jesus Christ is with you always. The gift of Christ's presence in the Eucharist is such a tremendous gift. Through the Eucharist and through our faith in the Eucharist, we can actually see the risen Lord. And our Lord calls us blessed because we have this faith. So at this Holy Mass, as we look upon the Eucharist, in our hearts, let us utter those beautiful words that St. Thomas speaks in the Gospel today: "My Lord and my God."